Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
My heart goes out to you, that's for sure. Lots of tornadoes ripping parts of Alabama to shreds, and I am not kidding. We knew it was going to be bad. We talked about it, and not just in Alabama, but some of the wildest storm chaser video I have ever seen has come from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how are you? Hopefully better than some of our friends in Alabama, although nobody was killed. How does a family survive when their home is nearly leveled? I say it's a God thing, and good fortune. Yeah, this is what it sounds like in a funnel. Imagine. EF2 bearing down on you. There was a really crazy story about a guy whose sister was getting out of the truck, and the tornado, the wind started to pull her. So then what happened is a teenager got out of the truck and grabbed her arm, and then somebody else grabbed. They like formed a human train, a chain rather, to pull and like a train because it was like one link after another, and to pull her in, and it worked. But oh my gosh, just absolutely crazy. You know, there was even one town that was hit twice in one day, Billingsley, Alabama, because there was a bunch of storms that just spawned these tornadoes. And so on Thursday, surveying the damage, it was pretty nightmare-y stuff. I mean, in Mississippi, they were talking about something that I saw when I lived in Nebraska once. And, of course, I had really no idea what I was looking at. And it was this eerie green sky, and it was tornadoes that were coming down toward an area where I was in Kearney, Nebraska, and it was frightening. I mean, just the way the sky looked, and then sure enough, it was very far from where I was. There was a monster tornado, and that monster tornado is like what I saw three times on some video. In Billingsley, Alabama. I mean, you know, not just some little tiny twister. And it's so odd about these things, how when you have houses in an area, how one just, they're fortunate, and it jumps over, nothing happens, and then the next one slams right into that other block. Just slams right into it. It's just, you almost can't explain it, right? All right, so while people in Alabama and Mississippi and some other places were dealing with the cleanup of the tornadoes, the other things that are going on in this country is still the conversation about opening up. What's happening? How about you? You know, anyone who had COVID? Anyone who get it really bad? Anybody who died? I mean, this is the conversation that we've been having for over a year. And we look at what's now gone on in France. Paris is locked down for a month. A third wave slamming into them in the spring, you know, when does it end for the people there? In the United States, we're starting to see some droppage. There are a few areas where in the Northeast where some of the hospitalizations are starting to climb. But I say cautiously, we're seeing some really good numbers. And I think people are feeling optimistic because either they're getting a vaccine or they're not getting a vaccine, but they feel good about herd immunity, and it feels like we're almost kind of on the other side of what we've been living through with this tug of war between each other, neighbors, arguments between various states and all the things that have happened in a year. And some of them good, because where communities came together and people really helped each other. Somebody needed something. Somebody needed a meal. Somebody older needed a lift. Something happened. Something changed. Because when the businesses suddenly were either folding or cutting back on employees or laying off employees, or, you know, name any of the 10 things above, and people were scrambling, there were a lot of others that were there to help. I have friends who religiously worked at a food bank, and they would constantly text us, no shame, no anything, do you know anyone, doesn't matter, in some middle-class neighborhood, wherever they are, doesn't matter what neighborhood they're in, they need food, tell them about us, we have food, we want to give people food, we want to help people, and I loved that part of what happened to us. The rest of it, we're weary. So total deaths, you know, over 538,000 in the U.S. Johns Hopkins provides those numbers, so that's where they come from. Cases in the United States, 21,247 on Thursday. On Thursday, 343 deaths, much different than some of what we have seen in the past. Americans fully vaccinated, 12%. Over 113 million vaccines have been administered so far. The former president, President Trump, has said now three different times, I would recommend the vaccine. Yeah, it's a good vaccine. I would get it. And no one's prompting him to do that. He's said that. He said that, by the way, a few different times. People, I think, just didn't really pick it up. And naturally, this administration is pushing the vaccine. And depending on the area where you are, it's pretty, because there's people that don't want to get it, it's pretty wide open in some spots where almost anybody who wants it can get it. My 18-year-old niece in New Jersey got her first shot the other day. So there is availability. Again, I can't speak for every single nook and cranny, but I know that they're out there. I know that there are possibilities for people, because it's gotten more streamlined. A lot of people are helping. And it's easier, not 100%, but it's easier than the craziness at the beginning and heading into this year. And in the beginning of this year, when you had people who were the elderly people who were really affected by this, who couldn't get in these vaccine lines because of computers and having to hurry up and jump online and not being able to figure it out. And that was causing certainly some chaos. No question about that. The thing that, besides COVID, I think that has really shook up a lot of people is those spa shootings in Georgia. And the stories of the families and the people that were killed and what, you know, what happened to them is the sad part. It's always the part you never hear, right, or don't hear enough, is, okay, somebody is killed, especially in this horrific situation, by a 21-year-old who was feeling guilty about struggling with his sex addiction, and that's what he told the people who arrested him, the officers who arrested him. And seeing that and watching that unfold, so sad again for the innocent victims of somebody's rage who just comes in and opens fire because of his own screwed up problems. Stay with us.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Great.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to you, you, and that tall guy in the back for sending me your thoughts. Somebody wrote to me one time, "Who's the tall guy in the back? Use your imagination." I don't know. He plays for one of the teams, one of the college hoop teams. By the way, we're going to be talking about brackets when we go to the man cave at the tail end of the show. You can always hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, just like Malcolm has. I don't know that we've ever heard from Malcolm before. And Malcolm says, "Hey, Kate, I am so down with what you're saying with the vaccines. I don't get the silly nonsense, machismo, whatever it is, about not getting a vaccine. I mean, hey, it is a free country. It is true. If you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. But what is the big damn deal? If it's going to keep you safer, or there's a potential of it keeping you safer, and there's nothing else that's loaded in that sucker, and you're not buying all the conspiracy nonsense bullcrap out there, why wouldn't you do it? Why? I don't get it." And listen, I am a diehard conservative macho man. All right, thanks for that. Well, you did say that, personal choice. And if the number of herd immunity is 70% vaccinated, the United States is going to hit that. We're going to hit that number. And so be it. I mean, this is a country that's divided more than I've ever seen in my lifetime on every single thing. I mean, it's, you know what it is to me, and I started to see this really a decade and a half ago, that it's you're on my team or you're on the other team. It's us and them. That's it. Period. And never the two shall meet all of a sudden, right? Where's the common sense? Where's the common sense? I mean, it used to be that you could totally disagree with some of your best buddies, but yet you could still go and whack the golf ball around or go drop a fishing line. But I don't know. There's a, I think some, it feels to me, maybe it's the pandemic. I don't know. Maybe some of the vitriol has subsided. All right, this one is from Tom listening to us on KVOI 10:30 a.m. in Tucson, Arizona. And he says, like everybody in Tucson says, Kate, when are you coming here? Soon. I hope soon. I love Arizona. I've said that. I love me some Arizona. From Tucson to Phoenix to Sedona and parts in between. Sedona really stuck with me. And Tucson did, too, because Tucson was the first place that I went to when I went to Arizona. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole, I promise. But Sedona is also one of those magical places. Put it on your list. Because if you go there, I mean, it just blows your mind, the eye candy, what you see, you know, the formations in that, in the desert. It's unbelievable. I went hiking and I thought, wow, I think I've lost probably most of my body. I think I've lost most of my weight because I can't believe that I was able to get up on some of the things that I was able to climb up on. And going along and addressing what ultimately the question is, the question is putting Putin in his place. I think it's a good thing. I liked Trump, but I didn't agree with some of his relationships with the evil doers, and one of them is Putin. Putin is always up to no good. And I know they say keep your enemies close, but he's an enemy that I think we don't want to keep close. So I liked the idea that he is a killer, and so be it. I have him on my list. He would be on my list. And there is that philosophy, right? Like, is there a way to have a relationship with someone like that? Because then you end up, that's the whole idea. People were trying to embrace Russia, get them involved in what's happening in the globally. But there was always that separation. So now I think that separation is definitely going to be bigger. This one is from Harry. And I love these names tonight, Harry and Malcolm. They're cool. Harry's listening to us in Florida, and Harry says, Kate Delaney, when are you coming to Florida? I heard you say something about Florida, and I'm wondering if you're going to spend any time in some of our beautiful areas, because the spring breakers will be gone, so there's no fear there, and fear of not having enough space to even breathe in the first place. But it is the perfect time to come, and I was wondering why you were coming. Well, we're bringing the show on the road to show you what's it like in Florida. I have family there. I'm going to be at something called NPECA, the National Petroleum Energy Credit Association. They have their members get together for their convention. So I'll be all over the place from, you know, Winter Haven to Tampa and St. Pete and some places in between. Be interesting. It'll be interesting for me to see firsthand what it's like. It feels like forever. I haven't been on a plane in a long time. I don't know about the rest of you. And you know, if you listen to the show for any time, I was loving it. I was taking the show everywhere. I mean, we were going everywhere. We met some really interesting people, including going to Ireland. And we were supposed to go back to Ireland, but that got cut short, as the same for, I'm sure, many of you. All right, this one is Tom. Tom listens to us a lot. He's been around for a number of years. Tom in New Orleans, who says, Kate, I know that this Paris lockdown has to be infuriating to the people who live there, but if they have the hospitalizations as high as it sounds like they do, I suppose, what are they going to do other than lock it down if the cases are peaking again? It's just an awful, awful thing to see when you feel like even our friends overseas are doing better. They're actually not doing better. I mean, they've got the same problems that we have. You have people that have to survive. You have people that have lost jobs. You have schools that might be struggling in some cases. So the further we get away from this virus, all the way around is better for everyone in the world. Well, I agree with that. The further we get away from this, the better. But it's interesting because in France, schools are staying open and people are allowed to exercise within whatever it is, 6 miles of their home, but traveling out of the worst hit areas can't do it without some kind of a compelling, you know, reason. And they had 35,000 new cases on Thursday. There were more COVID patients in the intensive care in Paris than at the peak of the second wave. So that's their problem. You know, if you'd go to the hospitalization side of it and there's no place to take somebody at the worst of the worst, well, that's where it all breaks down. It is really, really so much about that. You know, because that was the thought about the vaccine. What's the worst about the vaccine? Well, it keeps you out of the hospital. Unless you don't believe that, but then you're not getting the vaccine anyway. Okay, how about this one from Sam I Am. Kate, I love what GW had to say. I don't know if you saw it. I'm assuming that you did. I know that you covered him in your career and said that he was a super nice guy. And I like that he is apparently his own man and says what he thinks. And he said he was just absolutely disheartened and sickened by what he saw at the Capitol, and that it was an undermining of the rule of law and the ability for people to express themselves. Yeah, we talked about that, or I mentioned it anyway at the top. And you know, I think he said it well. It does undermine rule of law and the ability to express yourself in peaceful ways, right? So the rally was peaceful. The attack on the Capitol was crazy, out of control, and didn't lead to an end that the rioters wanted. And now there are people that are putting up their hands and saying, well, you know, I thought I was going to get bailed out, and I thought that Trump was going to bail me out, and I didn't really realize what I was getting involved with QAnon. And what is QAnon? I'm not sure now. I mean, really sad stories, really, really sad stories of some of what's happened with the people. So there you go. Coming up next, thanks for all those emails. Remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Just express yourself, or maybe you have a good joke to tell me. I'm always looking for a good one-liner. Asia Flores joins us, and it's interesting because we go to Sydney, Australia to talk to her. She worked as a translator for the Olympics in 2000 in Sydney, but she really was in the middle of Chernobyl, and she has a very eerie, eerie story to tell about that experience. Think 1986, and then getting her family out of there. And she's written a book, novel, Tale of Jeanette, based on some of those experiences.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he'll reach his vaccine milestone of 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered in his first 100 days. He said he'll reach that goal sometime on Friday.
58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
At the White House, The president says this is a time for optimism, but not the time to let our guard down.
I need all Americans, I need all of you to do your part. Wash your hands. Stay socially distanced. Keep masking up as recommended by the CDC. And get vaccinated when it's your turn.
The president says 65% of people in the country who are 65 or older have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. This is USA Radio News. As surges of illegal aliens migrate across our southern border, the Biden administration plans to house as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children in the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clements reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I cannot wait to introduce you to Asia Flores. I am floored by this woman's accomplishments. I'm not kidding you. Wait till you hear the things that she's done. And we're going to talk about her novel, one of her latest novels. She's got five, Tale of Jeanette. But before we get to that, we've got to tell you all about her because her background is so fascinating. So we're going to Sydney, Australia. Asia, thanks for coming on.
Okay, thank you so much for inviting me.
So one of the things that you told me off air is that, and this was just maybe a year, 2 years ago, HBO did a series, a dramatization on Chernobyl, and there's always so many questions about it. First of all, in 1986, when that happened, where were you living? How close were you to what happened? And then what did you do with your family afterwards?
I lived back then with my family in the town not far away from Chernobyl, about 200 kilometers from Pripyat. It's a kind of Ukrainian place. And I was working as an accountant, but my father didn't because he was aged like man. But my ex-husband and my father-in-law, they were on the in Chernobyl, evacuating people from that zone. So I am kind of saw this, what's happened. And in 1989, my family decided to leave the country and just traveling and going to find a safe place. And that's how it's happened that we left. And, we were denounced of the citizenship. So we only had like paper to go, and that's how it happened.
Wow.
So the four of us,
Yeah. Wow. So I'm just jumping in for a second. So you saw what happened at Chernobyl, a bird's eye view. So many people died. Very, very sad. And then the economic after effects of that were terrible, weren't they?
That's correct. And there wasn't any mask or something to protect yourself. The only thing we did have, it was iodine. So we had everyday water mixed with iodine, and that was the protection to drink this. There wasn't much to protect ourselves. And the people who actually went to clean the Chernobyl, they didn't have either any protection clothing or something like it was showing on the documentary. And that's the truth. We were for over a week or we were not supposed to leave the places. We cleaned the floors 2-3 times a day. The dust was really terrible. So it was really difficult for everyone, including ourselves. When we would go to the market, we were not supposed to buy fruits or vegetables coming from the zone. So we were just kind of limited to buy stuff as well on markets. So it was a really difficult time back then. And that's why it kind of pushed us to leave the country. And we left.
Yeah, so you leave and you now land in Australia, and you've lived in Australia for how long now? Quite some time, right?
That's correct. 31 years in Australia.
31 years. Right. You like it. You landed in the right place. And it's so interesting because you're so adept at language. I mean, you write in Russian. You know English, obviously. You were a translator at the Olympics in Sydney in 2000. What was that like?
Oh, it was just an amazing place. There was over 2,000 applicants who applied to be interpreting during the Olympics. And I was the luckiest one. No more than 250 people were actually chosen to interpreting. And I was one of them. I was very lucky. I interpreted during the Olympic Games as well as Paralympic Games. So I was on both of them. So I was interpreting for the Olympics and Paralympics. I also did, it was not a dictionary, but translation for IOC. So it was a translation as well. So we needed to do this, and I did as well. So I'm really, really worked very hard in order to perform my duties on this work.
Wow.
So it's been amazing. Yeah. I've seen many Americans, over there. I was on boxing. I was on many events, including boxing, wrestling, volleyball, many, many, many events. So judo, fencing. So
how fun. How fun for you. And your mother must have been so proud.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah, she was very proud. She was crying and she could not believe it that, you know, I was just a girl who didn't even think, I mean, even dreaming of being someone coming to this country without any language. I didn't speak any language. I didn't speak any English. I learned German at school. So for me, it was a great achievement. So I'm really, really, really happy for that. And then I started to writing, and
the rest is history. You started writing, and we're jumping right into that. You wrote five, so you didn't just, you know, oh, I think I'll write something. You wrote five novels so far. You've written countless poems, also a play, and the latest one, and the one we want to talk about, is Tale of Jeanette. So tell us about Tale of Jeanette. What's that about?
This play is kind of my child, I would say, because I've never actually written any plays. I also just started writing only novels, and then I heard the music, because I'm a like creative person, and music and arts also kind of gives me inspiration, and this song inspired me to write this novel. This song was about unrequited love, about people who just got lost in life, losing their family just for kind of, no, about some sort of like affection for someone someone else. And then I decided to include, because it was in 2009, when I was kind of in the middle of writing this play, I decided to include the what's happened, like stock market default and Black Friday and things like that. And it's really, I thought about this to include as well, to make sure, to make this story really kind of, you know, understanding for people why it's happened, why people losing their jobs, what's happened, and how you don't need to go overseas, you don't need to go far away to find a better life. You can find in your own place, in your own country, just to make sure that you're just a decent person and you can find anywhere else if you want, not to go just far away and just looking for troubles there.
I like that. And there is that lesson in it. And I think you pretty much told us that. But if somebody listening to us reads Tale of Jeanette, that's what you hope they take away from it?
I think that I hope people will understand that sometime not everything in life you can achieve. Like, for example, if you love someone, not everyone can love you back. So unacquitted love is also, it's also kind of a core of this story. So just look for someone who loves you back, not for someone who you're just following, like your affection, or you just like attracted to someone. You just need like love to be like, you need to love someone and to be loved back. That's all you need. Then you can understand that this is real love, not just something affection. And
well said.
Yeah, it was a sad story. I know it was and also because when I was younger, I loved to read Shakespeare, and that was also kind of gave me some kind of like push to write this as well. So that's why the story is not with a good end. It's not, it's a tragedy, unfortunately, but sometimes it's happened in life. And, so you need to make sure that to be happy for what you have, not just looking for dreams, which is may not happen, you know?
Absolutely, I agree. Tale of Jeanette is powerful, and it is a real story. Asia Flores, you can look that up on Amazon. I think I could talk to you for 5 shows. We could talk certainly all night long, and it's been tremendous to have you on this show, and congratulations on doing what you did, what you had to do with your family, and finding your way. And I can't wait to see what you do next. By the time it's all said and done, who knows, you may have 20 novels and how many plays and how many poems.
I hope so. Thank you so much. But before I go, can I just say one more thing? I really, really hope if someone likes my play, if they can make this as a musical, because it's actually in rhymes written. So that would be the biggest dream in my life. So to see my play on the stage, to be staged, that would be just, I don't know. So I would be so happy. I would be so pleased. I would be so honored to have someone to stage this as a musical, or just as a staging this.
And you know what? That if you can dream it, it can happen. Many times it does happen. So I'm glad that you threw that out there. And again, thanks for joining us, Asia. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it. And nice to meet you, and all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes,
and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Perfect time to be inside the man cave. Everybody's talking about the Final Four, and everybody is asking me what I know or think about the brackets, which is so funny because, listen, I don't care how much you analyze this, and I'm talking about dudes that cover this for a living and are super smart. They know that you still are throwing some darts at the dart board. So I'm going to do it for you, though, and I want to thank all the great radio stations around the country that had me on. I did something like, you know, 8 or 9 stations this morning where they were asking me for my opinion on how do I do a bracket, and did I think people were going to do brackets, because this is usually a distraction in the office because everybody and anyone throws in their $5 or whatever, and they fill in and circle teams they think are going to win, and they want to win the pile of money, and they want bragging rights, and there's trash talking and all of that. But now so many people are working still remotely. Does that change that fact? And it does, but I think some companies should embrace it, and this could be a way to help boost morale. People are exhausted. We're still weary of the whole pandemic, as you know, and we've talked about. So this would be something fun that you could do. People are talking about ways to engage. There's a way to engage, and it's not too late. You could still pull it off. You could do a Sweet 16 or a Final Four game or something. But anyway, you know, the interesting thing about this is what the big concern, of course, is, and what's hard to predict is the test. Who could test positive? So you could have these great teams, like I have Gonzaga, capturing it all. But what if all of a sudden a couple people on the team
got, you know, tested positive for COVID. Well, that would change things. So the NCAA has said it's completed more than 9,100 COVID-19 tests heading into the tournament. Only 8 positives among Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 personnel because, of course, the tournament starting at Indiana's Assembly Hall and Purdue's Mackey Arena. And they don't reveal, this is interesting, they don't reveal who tested positive, although one came from a game official on Monday night. That official and 5 others who had been in contact were sent home from Indianapolis. But defending champion Virginia, they had to withdraw from the ACC tournament because of a positive COVID-19 test. And they come in on Friday, and the Cavaliers have to complete 2 solid rounds of testing and quarantine before being cleared to practice Saturday at the Indiana Convention Center. And, of course, Virginia, the number 4 seed in the West region, is facing my alma mater, Ohio University, the number 13 seed, on Saturday night in Bloomington, Indiana. But, you know, this is the thing. I mean, this is the deal. When not practicing or playing, teams are quarantined at their hotels. They eat at least 2 meals a day, and they take advantage, I think, some of the teams of late-night food delivery options because they partnered with – this is really interesting, actually. They partnered with, like, Wendy's. Wendy's brought a food truck to deliver 1,500 burgers, 1,500, and chicken sandwiches, Buffalo Wild Wings, 61 teams during the past 3 days. Woohoo! They got to love that. And they served more than 19,000 wings on their busiest night. Pizza Hut, now how many pizzas do you think? Pizza Hut's delivered 665 pizzas, 208 family-style pastas, and 465 breadsticks. That's making me hungry. Crazy, huh? Oh, by the way, for fans, Hinkle Fieldhouse will have 1,250 fans, so 14% capacity. Bankers Life Fieldhouse is going to have between 2,500 and 3,800 fans, so that's 13 to 19%, depending on how safely they can clean the arena between games. And Lucas Oil Stadium, site of the Final Four, is going to allow 6,900 fans, and then go on from there. You know, you've got, I think the biggest, you've got Equality Court for the games at Equality Court, that's the 6,900, and 8,500 fans for games at Unity Court, that's 22%. So lots of numbers I just gave you there, and I haven't even told you about the bracket. All right, so here's the thing with the bracket. I already told you my team is Gonzaga. I mean, it's so easy to jump on that bandwagon, right? Undefeated, could be that team. The only time that's happened before was in the Bobby Knight years in the mid-70s. I want to say 1976. So I think Gonzaga has absolutely the chance to do that. They're coming out of the West, and in the West, they've beaten some of the teams that they could face. So they beat Iowa. You look at Virginia, they beat Virginia. You know, I'm saying along the way they could meet them. And they beat Kansas, too. And I like their chances. A lot of people like Illinois to come out of this. My Final Four is, because I'm not going to go through everything in the bracket, but my Final Four is Gonzaga, Bama, Baylor, and Oklahoma State. Now, you know, I look at a couple of teams, like, as I said, Fighting Illini, they could certainly be there. You could look at the Crimson Tide. Look, they were in the running for a number one seed, and it was kind of iffy that they became the 2 seed. But you look at the fact that they, and some people say you can erase that, but they won 6 in a row, 9 of their last 10, when, you know, on the road to the SEC championship. And here's what I would say. Sometimes it is that player, and I think that player is Herbert Jones. He's the magic man. And I like the coach, and there is the coaching factor. I like Nate Oates. And I think they could be there. They could be in the Final Four. I wouldn't be surprised. So a lot of questions that I was talking about today, or a lot of questions that are being asked, is who are my upsets? And don't try to pick a crazy upset like a 16 over a 1. That can happen. We saw that a few years ago. But I wouldn't look for that to happen this time around, although anything, I guess, in the pandemic era, something could tilt the cart over. But I like UC Santa Barbara over number 5 Creighton.
18 of their last 19 games they've won, because, again, even though lots of people say don't go with the hot hand, I'm going to do that. And plus, if you pick a 12 over a 5, 12 seeds win almost 40% of the time. That's happened in the history. And, again, that people will say don't look at the history. But if I'm going to look at some kind of a roadmap, that's my roadmap, so I don't care. I'm going to go with that. Then the other possibility is, and this is a tough one, and it's a tough one for me because I grew up pretty close to Villanova, and I have sort of an affinity for them, even though I went to Ohio University, but totally different. Number five, I mean, they're five coming out of the South. Winthrop is a 12 team. But you know what? They're a team. They're a good rebounding team. And if Villanova, which has been a little sluggish, if they're not shooting well, it could tilt in the other direction. Could, I said. So really my lock, if I'm giving you a lock, if I was like one of those guys in Vegas, here's my lock. So my lock would be UC Santa Barbara, the Gauchos, over Creighton, and then maybe I would go with Winthrop over Nova. That would be another one I would look at. And Rutgers, a lot of people in my family went to Rutgers in the Midwest. I'll throw them a bone. Rutgers over number 7, Clemson. I like that possibility. But these are early rounds, and in the early rounds, everybody knows that's where you're going to get value unless the unforeseen happens. So the first or second round, you want to be able to pick up those points if you're doing this bracket thing. And that's where you'll find it. And I'll tell you, I probably did way too much research on this, and then that drives me crazy because I think that you can only tell so much by doing that, right? If a team hits their momentum, their groove, their whatever, and they get some kind of a win streak going, even in the tournament, you see the difference when you look at these 68 teams. And anything, you know, anything's possible. And you look at Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets. I mean, they played themselves into the 68 by winning their last 9 games on the way to the ACC title. And all of a sudden, they're finding themselves in this great spot. And it's so odd. So this is a year where Duke, who? What are you talking about? Where's Duke? Yeah. Another team that I have to mention, Juwan Howard's Michigan. I mean, I know their best player is out with a fractured foot, but I still think Michigan is a team that can get to the Elite Eight. Maybe they don't get into the, you know, they don't get into the Final Four, but I like that team, and they've been really fun to watch this year. If there's anything that I saw, you know, basketball wise, I saw some of Michigan, that's for sure. So good luck if you do those brackets, and just remember, it's all about having fun. Right? And it's a whole different ballgame, because at the cubicle farms, when you can, again, reach over and say something to somebody about, hey, I had so-and-so, who are you picking? And everybody's circling in and trying to figure it out. It's different. Now you got to do it over Zoom and have Zoom parties. So good luck to everyone. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.